stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good. Powered by PC Richard and Son, Star 99.9.
You want to share your good news? We always want to hear it. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. Here's some good news coming up on Sunday. It's Father's Day, right?
Yeah.
Well, Connecticut was just named number one best state for working dads.
I mean, who's taking that survey?
I mean,
all
everybody.
Right, give me the stats. What's going on here? How did we win to be number one for dads, supposedly?
Well, it's ranked on a bunch of different things about the insurance rate, uninsured rates, things like that. But also, did you know that Connecticut is fourth in the country for male life expectancy? We look pretty old here, guys.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
How old do we live to be?
Doesn't say, but I'm going to find out.
They keep you guessing.
You're right. I don't know. Probably like 87.
They're like, don't worry. Nobody that old knows how to work their phones anyways. They can't look it up. We'll just tell them whatever we want.
So we're number one. Minnesota is number two.
Okay, Minnesota.
Number three is Massachusetts, and our friends in New York, they're all the way down at number 17.
This really surprised me because Massachusetts kills me from the moment I go across the border.
Why?
I don't know. I love to go there to the city.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's not a place that I would imagine living very long.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. But you're such like a Boston sports fan.
Yeah.
I feel like, why wouldn't you want to live there?
Yeah, no. I am definitely a Boston sports fan, and I like the city. But, just Massachusetts in general, I don't know. Taxes are rough.
All right.
All right, driving's rough.
I feel like you could make that same argument for here in Connecticut where we live.
No, I would.
All right.
I would. I mean, if you let me, I'm just trying to be nice to Connecticut right now. But, I mean, yes, I certainly would.
Okay, why don't you tell me something good since you're all negative on Massachusetts?
I've got something good for you today. So I've got two things. Number one, FEMA is in town today, which normally wouldn't be good news. But obviously after the tornadoes and the microbursts and the macrobursts and all the things that we had about a month ago, cleanup still continues. I mean, it's hard to think, but in Hamden and Wallingford and Brookfield, all these towns are still, dealing with that. So FEMA is in town today to assess damage, figure out whether or not you're going to be getting grants or loans or that type of thing. So there'll be an influx of money to help deal with those problems in town. So that's good. And then I also just heard that HBO has just picked up the contract and greenlit a Game of Thrones prequel series that will be coming out after the end of Game of Thrones.
All right. So that's something to look forward to if you're a fan.
Yeah. If you're a big fan of Game of Thrones, there's only 6 episodes left coming up for next season. So that's the final season. So but the bad news is they said it's going to be at least a year until they air it.
So I became obsessed with, why am I drawing a blank? Olaf,
you mean Frozen?
Limity Snicket. Neil Patrick Harris plays Olaf in the series on Netflix.
You're hurting my brain.
No, you know who it
it's
is.
It's a Frozen spinoff, right?
No.
I mean, right? Olaf, is, right?
A series of unfortunate events.
There you go.
So I'm waiting for the third installment, the third season. I've been binge-watched the whole thing. Now I got to wait another year for it to come out. It's crazy.
But what I do like about Netflix when they release a series is you get the whole season is right there in one shot, so you can binge-watch again.
Yep. If you want to share your good news, you can call us at 1-800-330-9999. We don't care what it is. Just got to be good.
The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.